You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Colleen Seed, Seeds of Change Wellness with us. Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing fine.
Listen, I have a question for you. Some people go to different places and maybe they're getting their nails done or whatever and all the rest of that stuff. And they go, oh, I can do reflexology and I can do this and that. Is that legit?
Well, they may have an hour's training on pressure points, but they aren't a reflexology therapist.
I get it. So basically, you got to have letters after your name. You actually have to go to school. Like, what kind of background did you have for training?
I took quite extensive training in classroom training and then took it home and exams in anatomy, theory, the history, all of that, and practical training after that.
So, and it, I guess, like with anything, you're always learning. There's always courses coming up and there's always stuff like that. But you are accredited.
Yes. And we have a governing body, the Reflexology Association of Canada. They license the instructors. And so after we've taken our course and done the certification and exams, to be registered with the association, we have to do another set of exams, a written exam and a practical exam. And then we have to do continuing education as part of our registration.
Oh, just to let you know, the more you talk about exams, the more I'm getting nervous. So I was not good in school. So you cover off so many different things. So you're trained up on everything.
As much as I can.
Yeah.
Yes.
As opposed to Sally's, you know, car wash and whatever. And it's like, oh, I can fix that.
Yes.
Things are a little different right now because people are at the lake and they're, you know, they're taking vacations to see Granny in Victoria, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would assume that this would be a great time to come and experience what you can do because you can take more time with people.
Yes, it has slowed down quite a bit with people being away, so I do have more openings than
good. Okay. How do people then get hold of you to your service? First off, okay, give me the shopping list of the stuff you do.
Okay, so I do reflexology is my main modality, and in that it covers foot, hand, tie, emotional, hot rock. Those are the main ones I'm doing.
And I have to say, when I first heard of reflexology, this isn't like you throw things at people and they have to have reflexes. No, this is legit manipulation.
Yes.
All right, good.
Using the pressure points.
Okay. And what else?
And I do aromatherapy, access bars.
Okay, whoa. I can't remember. We did a show on that. What access bars or what?
The energy bars in the head.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Now.
you know, this whole thing, like, this inner wellness sort of thing, some people might look at it as a fad. It's not a fad. This has been around for thousands of years.
Absolutely. Reflexology, in some form, has been practiced in ancient times, in many different cultures, Chinese, Egyptian, Roman.
Yeah.
We're
not talking the 70s either. So if people want to get more information about what you do, how do they get hold of you?
They can go to my website, seedsofchangewellness.com. They can send me a text at 306-441-6060, or they can visit my Facebook page.